Damien Tardio from our 3AW Bricky program, audio man extraordinaire, big game tonight. Now, a Westonia station between Altona and Laverton, suburb or not a suburb? Not a suburb, says Bruno.
Never heard of it.
No, Westonia station, Altona and Laverton. Have you got one that's not a suburb?
Keon Park, out between Reservoir and Thomastown.
Not
it's
a suburb.
Train station, but it's sort of, it's a little pocket. It's not really a suburb, but it's really just a little pocket of Melbourne, yeah.
I wonder how they get their name as a station then. What was the history behind those little places?
Not too sure, but I believe it's actually moved across suburban borders now because of the level train crossing removal. It's gone from Thomastown to Reservoir.
Let's have a look. This is the big game tonight, mate. Where will you be come 7:30, MCG or on the couch?
Like last week, I'll be in the fetal position.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Head between my arms, just not being able to watch the game. And I think Melbourne, despite the fact they're coming off a five-day break, the Blues are coming off 2 6-day breaks. And in this first part of the season, that's been a real factor for teams. So based on that, I think Melbourne should win.
Ooh.
Although the Blues welcome back
Brody Kemp, Mitch
McGovern, good player, Oliver Hollins and Jack Martin. So quite a few for the Blues to come back in. But I think it'll be very difficult for Carlton to kick a winning score. Melbourne's defence, as we saw last week against Geelong, is
really
elite.
Good. Yeah, May was on fire. Rob Wills will be listening. He'll be thrilled to hear that you're going for Melbourne. Pussycats up against Port Adelaide. Should be a cracking game too, Friday night footy.
Early start tomorrow night, 7:10. Geelong, as we said last week, that was a loss they needed to have. You know, that we don't think that they were an 8-zip team.
And beautifully picked by you two, just quietly.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not gonna pump my tyres up.
Love you for that.
I think Geelong should be too strong for Port Adelaide.
Fremantle, Sydney Swans, it gets underway up the studio.
Intriguing clash because the head would think that Sydney would win, but I reckon Fremantle are capable of an upset here.
I know they are. You got to say, I'm going to go Fremantle as well. Home ground, they're on fire. The crowd will be well and truly behind them, and it roars around that Optus Stadium. I'll go Fremantle.
Hawthorn St Kilda on Saturday. This is at Utah Stadium in Launceston. You'd think St Kilda would win if this was at Marvel Stadium, but I'm going to go the Hawks.
Wow, okay. Morning, Ross. You'll be thrilled to hear that. Hawks to beat St Kilda. Now, Essendon, GWS, another cracking game. Marvel gets underway up past four-ish just after 3AW footy.
Giants aren't going too well, so based on that, the Bombers, I think they've turned a corner. The Bombers have just gained a lot of confidence. I reckon Essendon beat the Giants.
Essendon, a big tick against the Giants. Richmond, Tigers, Doggies struggling.
Tigers, no chance. The Bulldogs, easily.
All right. Okay. Yes. So, I would have thought Richmond. But anyway, Gold Coast Suns, North Melbourne.
Look, you'd have to be a very brave person to tip North Melbourne in this one. I reckon the Suns by about 10 goals.
Now, this is another cracking game, I reckon, just waiting to go. Collingwood, West Coast Eagles. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Marvel Stadium. So the Eagles away. I don't know whether it'll do anything for them.
Well, the Eagles beat Collingwood at Marvel Stadium about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And this was when the Eagles were still in their sort of rough patch of form. The Pies made a plenary final. Look, I don't think West Coast can win, but I reckon they can make it competitive.
Competitive. Adelaide Crows, that's on Sunday. And then the final game of the round, Adelaide Crows, Brisbane, 12 versus 13. Adelaide Oval gets underway 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Look, they're dropping like flies with the Brisbane jumpers. Too many injuries. I think Adelaide, despite the fact that they're in 12th position, they're playing a lot better than their latter position believes us to be.
Now, do you want me to bring food around tonight?
Oh, look, I think tomorrow I need a packet of tissues.
Now, what will we have? If we're going to eat something, what will we have for the big game tonight?
Homemade salami.
Homemade salami.
Bocconcini.
Beautiful. Do we have a beverage?
Oh, maybe like a Peroni Nastro Zero.
Zero?
Peroni Nastro Azzurro.
Love Peroni.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Why are we playing this, Benny boy? Is this your choice? Is this your tip, Ben? Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Domo. Part of 3AW Bricky, which gets underway in now about half an hour right here. It is Australia Overnight. We go to the movies, we go to the theatre, we go to the streaming platforms. We'll do that next half hour. They will know that they've been playing. Get off.
Against the famous old dark blue.
Go Demons.